Are you reading me? Are you hearing me loud and clear on WGBB on this Sunday night? I'm Dave Lefkowitz. You're listening to Dave's Gone By. Welcome back. And I want to wish a big welcome to an actress who created her own show, a one-person show about Jacqueline Onassis. Now, I'll go right up front with this and say I never quite understood the fascination with some of these kinds of people. The people who think Lady Di was the bee's knees and the most important, wonderful person, and then Jacqueline Onassis,
I didn't live through the 60s. You didn't live through the 60s.
I lived through most of them. I was born in 64.
Well, by that time, President Kennedy was gone.
Yeah, I mean, he was dead 3 months when I popped out of the old uterus.
You don't understand when she was, like, after Mamie Eisenhower, she was the first lady, and she was such a big attraction. People identified with her. It's just the same thing we're going through with Obama now.
Okay.
Where all these people are like, oh, they were so, he was like the new Pope. And she and Jackie O was like terrific. She had a fashion plate. Everyone wanted to be just like her.
Yeah, I guess I understand it then. And it carries over now. Well, you know what? Rather than talk to you about her, let's talk to Andrea Reese, the actress who is playing Jacqueline Onassis in Cirque. Is it Cirque Jacqueline or Cirque Jacqueline?
I've been
Frenchifying it too much. It is Jacqueline, right?
Jacqueline, yeah.
Thank you. Andrea, how are you? Thank you so much.
I'm still getting over the fact that you rode your bike to work today. it's only 23 degrees out. How are you even moving your mouth?
it's the wind. The cold is one thing, but I was pedaling uphill into the wind. And not something I recommend. You know, halfway through, I'm like, do I get off and walk?
Oh, by the way, Dave, who offered you a ride to work today?
Jeff was kind enough to offer me a ride, but me, stubborn me, said, no, I'll take the train, I'll do the bike, and foolish man.
There's a big little, you know the thing in Rose's Turn where it says Rose behind her?
Yeah.
It says idiot right behind
her. If I have one more person call, you know, make me feel like an idiot this week, I'm going to shoot someone. So let's be careful,
Ooh.
Jeff. There's a reason I quit. it was either quit or kill.
Quitting was better than killing. More exciting.
Yes, it would have.
And then I could have been on TV. I knew him. Who knew? He was such a quiet guy.
He's so normal, right?
Actually, no, I never seem normal.
Maybe not.
Speaking of not normal,
yes.
Jacqueline
Onassis. Shall we talk to our guest, please? Yeah, thank you.
You want to know why people were so interested in Jackie, huh?
And still are, yeah.
Okay. I am a good person to ask because I'll tell you honestly, I wasn't interested in her myself. Originally, I just thought she was honestly sort of a vapid socialite. I really didn't realize.
Uh-huh.
And what happened is a director suggested to me that I write a play about her. And my first thought was, oh no, there's so much about her, and is she really that worthy of that much interest? So I figured I would read one book, and just as a test to see if I could find more interesting things than what I thought I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not put the book down. And I found that she was so much more interesting than I realized that. It wasn't just, I mean, yes, she was glamorous. Yes, women emulated her clothing and her hairstyle. But I think it went so far beyond that because she also had a fantastic sense of humor. She was very quirky, very intelligent. When she was a kid, the headmistress of her school said that she was the most intelligent student she'd ever seen in 30 years. So she had a lot of qualities that I think radiated out of her beyond just the physical appearance and the clothing.
And you look a bit like her. Which is helpful. I mean, I'm assuming that also came into play when the director you mentioned, I think, is Jim Simpson of the Flea Theater, right?
Yeah, yes. And he suggested I write it specifically because people always thought I look like her. So that was what sparked him to suggest that I write the play.
Well, you must be gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I mean, actually, you do have to do a little of the... Now, I also heard that there's a Jackie O voice that she would put on, sort of as a front stage
thing.
Definitely,
yes.
And then when she was more herself, she wasn't doing... Oh, I can't...
That's not bad, actually.
Depressing.
Yeah, she had a very manufactured public voice, and people often think that that was her real voice. But if you really listen to it, nobody has a real voice like that. I mean, she used it for the White House tour. She used it for the Address to the Nation after the assassination, and it was a very airy... Almost, I would even go so far as to say similar to Marilyn Monroe.
Well, let's hear it.
This little table is by Lanuier, a French cabinet maker who came to America. Not many people knew of him, and on like that. I mean, it wasn't a real voice, but apparently her natural voice was much lower and it's a more regular voice.
Was it a Bronx-esque accent she was using?
Yeah. But I think that she put on that voice because... it was her idea of what how she thought she should sound, and her father had always told her, as many women were told back then, to hide a lot of her intelligence. So I think she was putting on a little bit of an act.
It'd be funny if she was like, Jack, get your freaking hands off Monroe.
Well, she might have been, I'm sure she was thinking that.
You're sleeping in the friggin' closet tonight. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, people always ask, it's funny because people often ask me, did she know about his affairs? And I'm like, of course she knew about his affairs. I mean, they were right out in the open.
Did she have any?
I don't think she did. Some people... There's some people speculate that she had an affair with Bobby after Jack was killed, but I really, really don't think she did.
Hmm. Now, let's also move away from Jacqueline Onassis for a bit, because that's not the only thing you've done as an actress. And you've been on David Letterman. I'd love to know what you did there.
Yeah, I was in a film where I played an opera singer who was kidnapped by her dentist.
Okay.
And David Letterman actually did a cameo in the film. There was a scene where I'm wearing this huge red operatic gown and dancing with the dentist in the park. It's his fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And David Letterman walked by in the background walking a dog and says, hey, that's my dentist. And so that ended up airing on David Letterman.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
So, all right. And let me ask, since I have made a point of it a couple of times that I walked out of a job this week.
Yes.
Is this your full-time main job? Are you an actress only, or do you have to do the other stuff?
No, I have to deal drugs and all these other typical stuff.
Do you have any Xanax? Because I'm low.
No, I deal much hardcore drugs. No, actually, I work as a career counselor. I run career groups to help people pinpoint what they really love.
I'll send you a resume tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll give you a discount. No.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, I run career groups, and I actually work for a best-selling author. I've been her personal assistant for 15 years.
Oh, can you say who?
And her name is Barbara Sher. She wrote a big bestseller called I Could Do Anything If I Only Knew What It Was.
Huh. Okay.
So
me
she's
too.
She's great to work for. She's hysterical.
I have
down.
Heard of her. I don't
yes.
know why.
Yeah.
What else did she
probably because her press is so good.
Was her first big book.
What was her first big book?
Wishcraft.
Vaguely.
That was in the late
bell.
70s that that came out.
Oh, and she obviously worked for her for 15 years. You're a nice
she's
boss.
She's fabulous. She is so funny, so down to earth, so irreverent. She's just great.
What color is her parachute?
She knows him, the guy that Richard Bowles wrote that. And that came out around the same time they knew each other back then.
Now, and also, Jeff mentioned that about getting press and getting stuff. Now, are you still dating your publicist?
No. We're great buddies.
Okay.
My God, David, are we
How did you know that piece of gossip anyway?
It's called going on the internet and doing some research.
You're sure, though, because when the New York Times did an article on me, they were always suspecting that, but they didn't want they never asked it directly. They were kept hinting around.
Okay.
They thought it was good gossip, but you got right to it.
I'm glad certainly that you're still friends.
Yes.
So who are you?
For God's sakes, he bicycles in 20 degree weather. He'll get right to the point.
At the moment, actually.
He never knows when his day is over.
Oh, so you need like a dating counselor then?
Are you going to give me dating counseling?
Well, for a price. I'll do anything for a price right now.
We'll date you for a price.
No, well, I think my wife might have some problem with that. We can do role play. You can be Jackie O, and I can be. Would you rather Jack or John or?
How about Eisenhower? Let's just.
Or Onassis.
Or even better, how about Barack Obama? Let's shoot it forward into the present.
I have to gain about a foot in height to do. What do you think Jackie would have thought of the new Camelot? Or so there are people, or Bamelot, as people.
Yeah, I understand the comparison very much. In fact, it's funny because before Barack Obama did the Chicago convention and made him so well known, I was already following him. I had seen him on C-SPAN one day. I was flipping the channels, and there was this incredible man. I didn't know who he was. I was riveted to the television. And I actually thought to myself, this guy reminds me of Kennedy. And then later, everybody started making the comparison. But I do think there's some similarities. I mean, certainly in his political views and philosophies. Michelle Obama has that intense intelligence and elegance to her that I think Jackie had as well.
Is his secretary's name going to be Mrs. Lincoln now?
I think they're bringing a lot of feeling of optimism.
Okay.
The politics that the Kennedys brought as well.
Now, here's something that I wanted to do. I know if you're up for it. I know you can do the real front stage Jackie O voice. If I were to do a little bit of John F. Kennedy, I think we could do a little of role play here, like a little acting exercise here.
Sure, why not?
All right. And this is Howard Stern pretty much doing John F. Kennedy. All it is a sort of a Boston accent because you throw era in front of everything. And that makes it Bostonian. That's it.
It's not
that. Era, Jackie. I admit I'm responsible for the Bay of Pigs and the early escalation in Vietnam. But do you take any responsibility for your disasters, like the pillbox hat and being the role model for Paris Hilton?
Well, first of all, the pillbox hat, I would hardly call a disaster. I think it was quite elegant and French, don't you?
For me, it's just you turn it over and you use it as a handbag. That's about all it's good for.
Oh, and as far as Paris Hilton goes, she's just a ninny. And I can't possibly compare myself to her.
Well, what advice would you give someone like that in the public eye?
Paris Hilton?
You're supposed to be Jackie here.
Yes. I wouldn't know who Paris Hilton was.
Oh,
yep, I'm Paris Hilton's chihuahua.
good one. Oh, yeah.
No, Paris Hilton is very offensive to me. It reminds me of some of my son's girlfriends, Daryl Hannah, the one I discouraged him from dating.
Wait a minute, what? Oh, now you are doing Jackie, but you're not doing her voice.
Hey, you set up your own convention.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm not hearing the Jackie O. I'm hearing the Jackie O deep sort of voice that doesn't sound like
her. Yeah, regular voice, because this is a behind-the-scenes.
Okay, now I got to get back. All right, now, let's
tell
say...
Tell us a joke, Jackie.
Yeah?
Tell us a joke. We hear you're hilarious.
Oh, boy. I don't have a joke on tip of my tongue right now. Are you kidding me?
Speaking of the tip of your tongue, what should say you, me, and Jane Mansfield try a threesome or something?
Oh,
like
no.
It's a thought. It's just a thought if my back would hold up long enough to do
honey,
it.
Oh, honey, you're such a problem.
Let me, Jackie, I'm suddenly turning to Jimmy Cagney there, but one more question. If Ari weren't rich, would you have even spit on him? Admit it. Would you have even looked at him?
It wasn't precisely the money that I married him for. It was the security of being able to be out in the sea on a yacht, surrounded by security after the assassination.
Oh.
So it was really the money enabled him to provide a type of security.
So you are envious of his naval abilities.
Envious of your navel.
Yes, envious of his navel, yes. I'm hairy navel.
So this is me again. This is Dave. In case you couldn't tell, I was breaking character there.
No, I thought Kennedy was in the room.
Yes, did you really? I
think it was.
Well, the post gunshot Kennedy.
Oh no! Here we go.
Stop it!
What? Stop! He's been dead for 45 years. I can't make fun of dead Kennedy.
Oh, no. You're so bad. You know, when I was in Provincetown, I did the show there 3 summers. And I would go every night before the show. I would go down the center of the town in a Cadillac, an antique Cadillac convertible, waving as Jackie.
Oh, cool!
And every night, inevitably, somebody would say "bang bang," and they would think they were so funny.
That is kind of funny, actually.
Oh, here we
it
go.
Is not. Do you know how hard it is to get bloodstains out of a dress?
God, here we go.
Bill Clinton does. Well, that's a different thing altogether. No. Hey, speaking of taxi cabs. I'm supposed to ask you the story about the taxi cab and a bike messenger.
Oh, yes, that story, yes. Early on, actually before I wrote the play, I had actually played Jackie a few other times for different things. And on that particular evening in Manhattan, I was in full Jackie costume, and what I did was I handed out pearls for a benefit for the Broadway show that was called Jackie and American Life, that crazy musical.
Oh, it was pretty good. I loved
it. Yeah, it was wacky, over the top, yeah. And so I was at that benefit, and afterwards I decided to take a cab because I was in full costume. It was harder to take the subway and stuff. So I hopped in a cab, and we were going up Central Park West. And the cab stopped, and there was a bicycle messenger driving by. And I was getting out of my side of the cab, and the messenger was a little crazy. So right as he was coming by, I opened the door, and he ran into the door of the cab and literally flew off his bicycle over the front of the cab and into the street. Now, the cab was stopped, but it knocked him out. He was just lying there. So we were like, oh, my God. I got out of the cab. I walked up to him, and I was just leaning over him and thinking, oh, my God, what, is he dead? I mean, it was terrifying. But then he opened his eyes, and he looked up at me, and I thought, oh, my God, this guy is going to think he died. So he's looking up, and the first thing he's seeing is Jackie Kennedy. I mean, I had the pink pill box. I was in full costume.
You should have played it, man.
Crazy situation. I'll tell you another crazy situation.
Yeah. Well, what happened? Was he alive?
There was another crazy
No, he died. It's okay. No,
I don't know. The guy was fine. Yeah. He just was temporarily knocked out. But another time when I was doing a show in a theater, the way the theater was set up, there was one bathroom that the audience used and that I used as well. And the idea was that once the audience came into the theater, I would no longer use it. And the stage manager would alert me, okay, you can't use that bathroom anymore. Well, one night, she forgot to alert me, so I went to use it, and somebody previously had clogged the toilet. So when I flushed it, it started to overflow. So there I was. I had my full costume on. This was shortly before curtain. And I was plunging the toilet with a plunger. And then I opened the door, and I started yelling to the stage manager, and it was a line of people from the audience waiting to come in. So they're looking in the bathroom. They're seeing me in full Jackie Kennedy gear plunging the toilet. Oh, no.
No, that's a show I want to see.
Yeah, very exciting.
It's Karen Finley's deconstruction of Jack Young asses.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly.
Now that, by the way, we're talking with Andrea Reese. We're having a marvelous time here on Dave's Gone By. Andrea Reese doing a one-woman show called Cirque Jacqueline, and you're bringing it back when and where?
I am bringing it back on December 18th and 19th at the Players Loft Theater, which is on McDougal Street in the Village in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And all the details are in the website, which is JackieOShow.com.
JackieOShow.com. Yeah. Cool. Now,
nice website. I like the name.
Yes, yeah, it's very
well
done, too.
You know what? I wanted to make a name. It was so easy.
Yeah.
If I met somebody at a party in the middle of the night and they were half drunk and half tired, they would still remember it the next day.
Right.
Yeah, you've got to have an easy name for a website.
I can just nudge them and whisper it. But, you know, no, I'm kidding. I'm teasing there. Now, you've done theater, television, and film, and you've trained fairly seriously for all three. So your thoughts on which you prefer and which is easier, which is better, all that kind of thing.
The one that pays best.
There's different things I like about different things. I love the energy of live theater. I love the energy that goes back and forth between the audience and the performer. It's so exciting. And so that's, I think, for live theater, that's what I love most.
Mm-hmm.
Film I love because it requires the most intense concentration, because you have to do so many takes after take after take of each scene from all the different angles. So you really have to get into this highly focused, intense state, which I find to be very challenging, but also very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really...
And television?
If I had to choose one, it would be hard, but I think I would slightly go for stage over film.
What are the films that you've been in, other than the Letterman
film?
Yeah.
I've done a whole bunch of indie films. I did a film called Caleb's Door, in which I played the troublemaking neighbor. And then I was in a film called Frenia, in which I was a girl who kind of loses her marbles.
Okay.
Ends up in the street begging for money. And they shot this scene in the street. They had me begging for money, and they stood really far away with the camera, so it looked like I was really begging for money, which was quite an experience. Lots and lots of indie films, honestly. I can't even remember them all offhand at this point. Probably about 12 or 13 altogether.
And the other thing that I did in my research of you...
You are so thorough.
Well, yeah, I have all this time now since, I don't have a job. I can look up stuff about Andrea Reese. Yeah. That'll be my full-time thing next week. Yeah. Let's just look up more stuff about you.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, no,
you have a stalker.
Well, I do know that apparently you're an animal lover.
Oh, big time, yes.
So you have hamsters.
I hate to tell you it.
Oh, no, they're dead.
They are resting in peace. They all died. Hamsters only live about 2 years.
Oh, man.
I have a rabbit.
Oh, cool.
And they don't like the cold either.
No, they don't. I have a rabbit named Vernon V. Shedmeister.
Aw.
He is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, you need a boyfriend.
He's my boyfriend.
If you're naming your hamsters and things like that, next you're going to graduate to cats and you'll be 60 and living alone. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. That's evil.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. I don't mind.
Did the sea monkey live?
Well, actually, it was better than sea monkeys. It was Triops. It's a prehistoric character with an external skeleton. Much more interesting than sea monkeys. I laugh at sea monkeys. I had a whole shank of them. I think I had about 800 of them. But they only live, you know, a few days, gnats or mosquitoes.
We have a connection with, like, these frog things.
Yeah, I just love animals. My father's a scientist, so I grew up with them.
Well, what are those frog things we can get today?
Actually, we had as our guest the fellow from Grow a Frog. Have you heard of those frogs?
Oh, no. Oh, is that a real frog or the kind you put in the water and just expand?
It's a sort of real frog.
Sort of real frog. It's an African claw frog, but it's aquatic. It lives in water. And you feed it and treat it like a fish.
Really?
Yeah, it's very cool. It's a grow a frog. Yeah.
You get it as a tadpole.
Right. Well, you can buy a frog to let you do that. But the cool thing is, they send you in the mail. You get a tube with a live tadpole in it. Somehow it survives if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, yeah.
And then you put it in a special tank and you feed it stuff, and then one day an arm pops out, and then another arm, and then little leggy things, and you change the gravel. I'm serious.
It sounds riveting.
Grow the frog. You should do it. You should.
I would. It sounds very intriguing.
Dave has too.
And then you can feed it some tree ops.
No. I'd much rather have. I've always wanted to have an ostrich, but I think that would be complicated.
Oh, I would love it. And an emu.
Yeah,
an emu would be wonderful.
Oh.
Because you know why? Because the people who are your neighbors, the ostrich would, like, peck the hell out of.
Oh, they can kick, too. They can hurt you.
Yeah, yeah. I want one of those in a New York apartment.
And then you can paint their eggs.
Yeah, on Easter eggs, too, huh?
It's gigantic, right?
Impossible to hide an Easter egg. It's there.
Like steroid Easter egg.
The only way you could hide it is disguise it as a bowling ball.
Well, you could use it as a bowling ball, too, and then fry it up afterwards.
So what's happening with you besides Jackie O Show, Andrea Reese?
What's happening with me?
In other words, you're doing the show two nights.
Well, you know, you're
not
dating. You have to be doing something.
Well, I mean work-wise.
Well, besides the drug dealing and the
yes,
job
absolutely.
And Jackie O Show. Well, that's it. I mean, I've got the rabbit here. I walk a lot. I walked 80 blocks on that day a few weeks ago when it was like 23 degrees. Remember that day?
It's like tonight, yeah.
I don't know. I was in Las Vegas. And so
But that's almost as bad as you riding your bike today. I mean, that was crazy.
Well, are you auditioning for anything cool? That's why.
Why don't we just talk about people's hopes and dreams?
No, I'll tell you honestly, you know what? When I started doing my play, I had been on the audition treadmill. I was auditioning every day. But when I started doing my play, I was so satisfied to have my own project that I really took a back. I backtracked from the audition thing, and I don't audition much anymore. I did a film like a year and a half ago called The Last Christmas Party that I was just called in for because they already knew me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not, I'm off that treadmill.
But Andrea got a call back for Grease a couple of days ago.
I did?
Didn't you?
Well, I don't know where you got that from.
Well, because it's closing now.
Oh, yeah.
It must be the cold weather.
and Hairspray was calling as well.
Only Show 13 is called. Yeah. Well, it's cool. So, in other words, are you planning to then take Sir Jacqueline further and get an off-Broadway contract or something? Or
what's good to me.
Go to Vegas. It's warm.
Sign me up. Sounds good.
Well, okay.
I wrote another play. I wrote another one-woman play about Maria Callas, but I haven't done it yet. It's waiting. It's done.
Did you talk to Terrence McNally about that?
Yeah, no.
Little theater in-joke because Terrence McNally wrote a play called Masterclass about... You know, we all know that, but maybe the audience doesn't.
Sorry.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Well, got to wrap this up because it's time to do our Broadway segment, but Andrea Reese, I want to wish you certainly best of luck. You've been absolutely great
fun.
Thank
you. How are you?
Remind everybody, thank you. Remind everybody, please, your website and when and where to see Sir Jacqueline.
It's JackieOsho.com. Who doesn't remember that?
Oh, you see, there you go. That's
I remember it.
It's JackieOsho.com. It's December 18th and 19th at the Players Loft Theater at 158 McDougal Street, the Village in Manhattan.
Everybody, go see Sir Jacques Arnaud.
And watch out for her. She opened the cab door.
Exactly, right. Yes.
Especially if she's in full costume. That would be excellent.
Yes.
Well, Andrea, thanks so much for being in the neighborhood.
Well, thank you for having me.
Andrea, we'll be right back.
Okay.